Well, KBW Darling Ingredients, Lurid Area Elementary Program. And with more on that, we send it to the school now. Here's Matt Hall.
Thank you, Travis. Well, I'm really excited to be here with all of you today. We are at the Blue Earth Area Elementary School. We're at Pemberton Auditorium for our annual essay contest and school program, broadcasting here live on 1560 AM. So we have a full slate of some guests here today, and we won't have any further delay. So Kennedy Moore, you're good.
Good afternoon.
Okay, sweetheart.
Good afternoon, students, staff, and community members listening on KBEW. My name is Kennedy, and I am a fifth grade student council member. I would like to welcome you to the 2024 KBEW Food and Toy Drive program. Blue Earth Area Elementary Student Council has been proud to take part of this event for many years. We have organized a collection of toys and food for our elementary school. We are so excited to help give others at this time of year to bring joy during the holiday season.
And now we have Riker.
Hi, my name is Riker, and I am a fifth grade student council member too. The student council has been encouraging elementary classrooms to be involved in the toy collection too. We're coordinated with collections with the You Make a Difference campout and asked our special guest to join us today and talk to you about the big difference that we can make in people's lives when we give to the food and toy drive. This is an event that our elementary school is very proud of, and we thank everybody for coming to this program today.
Ready? And now we have Aaron.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and I would like to talk to you about the Faribault County Food Shelf. The food shelf operates all year long, not just at Christmas time. It takes many community volunteers hard work to supply area families in need with personal products and food. Things that many of us take for granted each day. We know that the food shelf will bring relief to many families during the holiday season and throughout the year.
Thank you, Aaron. And now we have Linda from the food shelf. It's tricky to ditch a bowl. Then you hold them up, you have to.
Yeah. On behalf of the food shelf, I would like to thank all of you for all that you've done. It's amazing how much food is over there and how many toys you have collected. There are going to be so many happy families out there enjoying Christmas dinner along with all the meals in between. So we really couldn't do this without all your generosity, and we certainly appreciate that. On another note, it's sad for us not to have Norm with us. He started this with us, and it's been 28 years, and we just want to say to his family how much...
Live radio.
We want to just say to his family how much we appreciate everything that you put into this to make this a success. But congratulations, kids, for all that you've done to collect the food and the toys. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. And now we have Sophie.
This is Sophie from the Elementary Student Council. Some of our community members are camping out at Juba's parking lot this weekend to bring awareness to our community about people in need. One of the greatest programs that they help us with every year is an essay contest. It challenges us as students to think about why we should help Faribault County, and it is a great time of reflection.
And now we have Gus.
My name is Gus, and I will have the privilege of announcing the essay contest winners to you today. Our first winner is Samara.
Give me just a second, okay?
The food shelf is, the toy drive is good because the kids have something to play with. We do the toy drive to help give kids something for Christmas. The food shelf is good. So that if you need help with food, there is a place to go for it. It is good to give food so other people can have some too.
Our second grade winner is Paisley.
I think we should donate to the food and toy drive because there are people in need more than others, and those others may be us. The kids in need just want a fun Christmas just like us. Let's share the joy to everyone, even the people in need. Food can be one of the best things for the people in need for Christmas. Let's work our hardest to help them so that they can have a fun Christmas just like us. Let's donate because we all want a fun Christmas.
Our third grade winner is Jack.
People of Blue Earth area, the food and toy drive is finally here. Some people do have money and some don't. I suggest everyone that has some spare change go buy toys for these people so they can have a happy Christmas too. Oh, did I mention, instead of gifts, you can give food, like maybe noodles in a can. Well, my point is, if you are wondering, something that won't expire for a while. That is all I have. Merry Christmas.
Our fourth grade winner is Gabriella.
How does the food shelf and toy drive benefit Faribault County? I believe the food shelf helps people and families by giving them food so they can have something to eat. Food has gotten expensive, making it harder to afford meals. The food shelf allows people to pick good food they would want to eat. People in Faribault County help their neighbors by donating food or money to buy milk, bread, and meat. Toys are what make Christmas fun for children. Toys are not a need like food, but it makes children happy. People in Faribault County want the children to be happy, so they donate toys.
And our fifth grade winner is Aaliyah.
This is why I think the food and toy drive is important. I think it's important because it helps people around us to have food to eat and to have toys to play with so they can be happy and we can be happy too. It's also helpful for people that don't have enough money to buy food or toys for their family or themselves. The food and toy drive is important for the people of Faribault County. It's also important to me because I don't want anybody to be hungry on Christmas or any day, and I want kids of any age to have toys under the Christmas tree or in their house. The food and toy drive is very important to a lot of people. Also, food and toy drives are excellent chances for those that have enough to give to others. This is why I think the food and toy drive is important.
Let's give all of these students a big round of applause. Thank you to all who entered the contest. It was definitely a tough choice.
And now we have Bella.
My name is Bella, and on behalf of the Student Council, on behalf of the Blue Earth Area Elementary Student Council and the students of Blue Earth Area Elementary, we would like to thank the teachers at our school for helping to coordinate the collection of toys and food in their classrooms and for always supporting and encouraging the students' student council activities throughout the year. We would like to thank our maintenance staff for helping to set up and KBEW for letting us be on the radio. How cool is that?
And now we have Paxton.
I am Paxton from the Elementary Student Council. A special thank to you, our guests from the Food Shelf and Toy Drive. And of course, a big thank you to you, Make a Difference campers, for taking the time to come today and to our presentation, for the opportunity for students to participate in the essay contest, and especially for all the hard work that they all do to make a difference in the lives of children and families in our area. I would like to introduce Michelle for a special announcement.
Good afternoon, everybody. I am so glad that you all got to come out and spend some time with us, see some of our campers that have probably happy to get inside. It's not quite as cold today, but they got to get inside for a little bit and see all your smiling faces, and I know it warms their heart to see what you guys have all done and all the hard work you put into this. I am the wife of Norm Hall, and we had lost him this year. And if you remember the white beard, I hope some of you do, he was our little Santa Claus. The year before, we lost Joel Salisbury, who was also a camper, and he was also our Santa Claus. So I'm looking for a new Santa Claus. I got two options back here, but they're too young for white beards. So we're just maybe have to dress them up next year. But anyway, it's been a joy for Norm to have done this for 27 years. I remember 28 years ago, just shortly before the camp out, and it was very shortly before, he said, "Michelle, what do you think? Do you think people would come up to Juba's parking lot and donate to the food shelf? There's a need." And I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "We could camp and we could stay 52 hours. And right there I stopped and I went, "We?" I love camping, but not in December. So I said, "Maybe you should ask somebody else and kind of make it a guy thing." So then he proceeded to ask Tim Juba, who was at Juba's Super Valley uptown. And Tim was too young then to say no. He was still barely out of high school. And he goes, "Yeah, let's try it." Wow, did he get an eye-opener. First year they were in a tent. It was windy. And it was blowing right down Main Street. And I know he didn't sleep one bit between the wind and the shaking of the tent and Norm snoring. But he did it again the next year. And then eventually things progressed. Joel Salisbury, one of our police officers in the area, kept coming up and checking on them the first year. And he said, "I don't know, you guys. I don't think you're going to make it." So the next year he came along and then he built a tent. And then there on it got better and better each year. And then each year more of the gentlemen came and joined in. And some family members came in. And thank goodness, because now they have taken over. And it's so such a great blessing to see that. So I have an announcement that, as they were saying, in memory of Norm Hall, we, the family, would like to make a donation to the KBEW Darling Ingredients You Can Make a Difference Camp Out in a monetary amount of $1,500.
Congratulations.
Thank you. All right, now we have Aaliyah.
This is Aaliyah with a big announcement. This year we did an amazing job and collected, drum roll please, 1,757 items.
Yeah, say it again, Aaliyah.
1,757 items. This year we did an amazing job. Oh wait, through this wasn't quite our goal, and we can see how much these items will help out the food shelf and toy drive. We cannot wait to deliver them and see the smiling faces. What an awesome impact we have had. And a special shout out to Miss Eric Schutz's class for collecting the most in the school. They brought in 312 items. Wow. Thank you for coming to our food shelf and toy drive program today. Now back to Matt so that we can sign off the air.
You guys are amazing young people. If you've heard me on the radio the last couple days, I've said many hands make light work. That's all of us. If you're a kindergarten, fifth grader, 78 years old, many hands make light work. I'd like to thank every single person who donates. It means the world to me. But I need the people who help me do this. Michelle, my sister Liz, Connor, Anthony, Tim Juba, Lucas Kramer, Colin and Carson Salisbury, and the guy who kept me fed, John Ferrix. They're the heartbeat of this whole thing. I'm just the one standing here. So thank you. So, we talked a lot about tradition today. You know where this is going. This made my dad so happy. So, as we get ready to sign off, I want everybody to give me what you got, okay? I'm gonna count you down. You know what this means, right? There it is. That's what I wanna see. That's what I wanna see. On the count of three, we're gonna get loud, and then Travis will sign us off. Ready? One, two, three. Give me what you got.
And that'll wrap up the 28th annual KBEW Darling Ingredients. You can make a difference. Blue Earth Area Elementary Program. Again, these kids, what a job they did. 1,757 food items for the event and for the Faribault County Food Shelf. We will now join the Al Travis Show, already in progress.
Are you kidding me?
You know that comment you said to the radio? The thing that we got wrong?
Clearly, Brussels sprouts are the worst vegetable.
Call us and let the world know your thoughts. 855-257-7469. That's 855-ALS-SHOW.
I got them, John and Dan, and I know you guys are going to be mad at me. I am so mad at these Minnesota Timberwolves. You sit there for the first 20 ball games, and we're just complaining. Play some defense. This is the number one defensive team in the last year. Let's get into this. And we lose, and we lose. We're losing to bad teams. All of a sudden, three games ago, they hold the Clippers at 92. Boom, like a light switch. They keep the Lakers at 80. They keep the Clippers again to 80. All of a sudden, they're playing defense, and you watch these guys at the end of the game. Oh, yeah, Gobert. Yeah, it all goes through me. I'm defensive player of the year, and once I pick up my game, shut up! Every game, $100 million, I want you to play. Now, I'm very happy they're winning. But what turned... Dan's laughing at me. I get so frustrated, Dan. Do what we pay you to do. Play defense and net. Go ahead. Am I wrong? I'm just so frustrated.
You're not wrong. No, absolutely not. Dude, that's part of my chuckle. It's part of my laughing. Is that it's dead on because we're paying the guy a lot of money, and he's really all we're paying him for is
defense.
Energy to bring it every single day. Yeah. I don't care if he scores 20 points. We don't care. I just want him to be in there and be disruptive. That's his total job. So, and when he does it well, he does it very, very well. When he doesn't, it gets ugly.
So, John, how do we light a fire in him? Now it's there. How do we keep it lit, maybe? They're moving up. They're now in the playoffs at the end of the day. Everything I've been whining about has changed. I got a feeling we can win some ball games. Life is better as a Wolves fan. But who knows when they stop again? That's the problem. It's a mindset. Your thoughts, John?
Oh, I mean, you can say that about any pro athlete in any pro sport, right? But he acknowledged Edwards' speech kind of shook them all up, and it's unfortunate it took 20 games for that to happen, but that shows maturity on Edwards' part, and it shows the team is coming together. I mean, Gobert should do this, 9 out of 10 games, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice that they're doing it on the road, and if they continue, they're going to keep racking up the wins. They're above 500, yes, only by one game, but that's the trend you want. I mean, you got to start somewhere. So keep bringing it on.
And if they can keep it going, great. I want to keep that defense up. They have an issue. They play the Warriors back-to-back. I don't understand what the world we're doing with that. Scheduling is weird. Then the Lakers, then the Spurs, Knicks, and then Warriors again. This is a tough row to hoe. Warriors were down, but the Warriors just beat the Rockets, who are a very good team. They might be coming back. They had a lot of injuries. I thought for a while there we'd be catching them on a down spiral. This is going to tell us a lot. I mean, if you don't play defense in the Warriors, they're going to score 125 on you in a heartbeat. So just be ready for it.
Well, Warriors were the hallmark of the team last year. And I refuse to accept the fact that they lost their defensive edge just because Cat left town. This is the team. This is what defined them last year. This helped them go far. If they have it, they'll go far again. Because I think they are a better team because of the trade. It just hasn't shown itself in the way we expect.
Completely agree. They're the number one defense. I love the offense we picked up. Got to move on to other stuff quick because we're running out of time. Wild, what in the world has gone on with the Wild? Are you flipping kidding me? I look up. Now the Jets are kicking the Jets. Heine, we're up. We're the number one team in the West, and it doesn't look like there's any stopping us. Winning on the road. They're just a team now. I'm loving this.
Yeah. If you're not on that bandwagon, then,
shame.
Get on. I don't know what to tell you. They are the hottest ticket in town right now. Even over the Vikings. I mean, they are playing almost over their heads, but boy, is it fun.
Yeah, great time to watch. Go ahead, Dan, real quick.
It's balance. Kaprizov actually has help now. He has teammates who are also legitimate stars. He's got Boldy, and I think Rossi is on the he's on the verge of doing of becoming that, and Brock Faber, and that and the defense is good. I mean, they're not, they're not fantastic, but they're good enough, and it's fun.
I did read we're the lowest scored against team in all of the NHL, that we give up less points than anybody, so there's something to that. I want to keep rolling. People think I don't do enough women's sports. Sorry. Women's volleyball, University of Minnesota, we brought it up. They made it into the tournament. They didn't make it as a Sweet 16, so not a home match. But as I'm told by some folks, it's okay. This side we're in, we beat Western Kentucky yesterday 3-1. We have Kentucky, who's a higher seed than us today, right? The sixth today. But there's no reason we should not be able to beat Kentucky and move on to the Sweet 16. Your thoughts, John?
Yeah, Kentucky's a good team, but I think I read it somewhere, and I've mentioned this before. The Big Ten, top to bottom, is probably the single toughest conference for volleyball in the whole country. And we play in that conference. I mean, 9 teams out of the Big Ten
made it.
Made it into this volleyball bracket. And we're one of them. So if they're on and they look like they finished strong into the season, they played good yesterday. They lost one set, but it was tight. But they hung together. I think they'll bring it on against Kentucky.
All right, go girls! Dan, your thoughts? Any volleyball thoughts, or we can talk basketball with the girls? Are now 10-0. Hello.
Ooh. That's the exciting one, too. I think they're both exciting. But, yeah, that's a, you know, that, but that, that basketball, I mean, it's, I'm starting to wonder if it's more than just, you know, lining up the easy teams or early. It might be, it's looking like it might be a little more than that right now.
Well, it's nice to know there'll be some basketball on the high, college side to watch. I don't think the guys are there. I watched the tournament game over the weekend. They just don't have the ponies. They just don't have what it takes to take a good team. I think it was Michigan State that we got blown out by. It's just not, we're not good there in boys basketball.
I think the line is starting on whether Ben Johnson will finish the season or get dismissed partway through.
Yeah, it's not looking good. Guys,
and he's a nice guy, and I think he's got some good stuff, but he just
never
can't
got
the next level.
Yeah. We got to fly, guys. We got to go one last time. Dan is in the show tonight. NorthernStars.com. It's the Sound of Music, Ramsey Theater. Good luck tonight, Dan.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Break a leg, Dan.
Yeah, break a leg, as they used to say a million years ago.
Thanks, guys. That's what you say. Oh, yeah, we still do.
We'll be back after this with more on the Al Travis Show.
See ya.
Dust from gravel roads and driveways does more than make your car dirty inside and out. It gets down into your lungs, and it's bad for your health. Now there's an environmentally friendly solution for your dust problems. It's called DustLock. DustLock can control all your summer dust problems with just one application. Protect your vehicle and your lungs. Learn more at DustLock.com.
Everybody knows you have to have a guy in the auto repair business. If you want a car, you need to know Paul. Paul owns Jay's Auto Shop. I don't know. Ask him. Jay's Auto Shop's locally and veteran-owned. Paul's your guy in the car business. He'll fix just what needs fixing, make sure it's done right, and at a fair price. You want to know your car's being taken care of, take it to Paul at Jay's Auto Shop. 202 North Main Street, Blue Earth, 507-525-1052. 507-525-1052.
It's nice to know a guy that knows a guy. Al Travis.
If you're into going to plays, that sort of thing, Sound of Music, of course, classic. Ramsey, Minnesota, and Northern Stars, NorthernStarsWithAZ.org. Get your tickets. Go see Dan. It's now through the today through the 21st. He's a good guy. I've been a lot of places. I know he has, and I bet you if he's saying it's a good one, it is a good one. So I appreciate him coming to the show. Him and John kickstarting thing, the guys at the end of the bench. Looking forward to the rest of the day. Minnesota sports lifer Paulie will be up here in just a matter of moments. Eric Mishy from SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices in Education. We get him in here once a month. We're going to get him in here today. Carolyn Sheridan's Ag Health and Safety Alliance, of course, trying to save the family farmer. One safety tip at a time. We do it. We've been doing it for years. And then I've got some folks in about the American Legion. Maybe you've heard it. Maybe you haven't. If you haven't, you will today. They've got a program called Be the One. It came to our attention through the Bravo Zulu House and the folks that run that. We're going to talk about it. Being the One, it's an American Legion deal. Very excited to have them on. And we'll wrap things up with our buddy, Jerry Grosskreutz, farmer extraordinaire, the man who knows more. He's forgotten more about farming than I care to know. And he's been there and done that. Fourth generation, 45 years of the farm himself. This guy knows what he's talking about. We'll get him in here, talk some farming as well today. All of that on this edition of the Al Travis Show. It's the Al Travis Show, but it's nothing if you're not here. So do me a favor. Stick around, will you?
Do you own an electric vehicle? Or are you thinking of getting one? Blue Earth Light & Water is offering rebates. You can get $600 for purchasing a new plug-in hybrid vehicle or $1,200 for purchasing a new electric vehicle. If you're looking at used ones, that's okay too. They offer $300 for getting a used plug-in hybrid vehicle model year 2020 and newer, and $600 for purchasing a used electric vehicle model year 2020 or newer. For more information, call Blue Earth Light & Water at 526-2191. At Bedrock Ready Mix, they have it, they mix it, and they deliver it. Bedrock Ready Mix is your locally owned and operated ready mix cement, rock, and sand supplier. Choose the mixture that's right for your project. Plus, Bedrock Ready Mix has exposed aggregate concretes available too. Oh, their concrete's delivered with front-load trucks, so they have the ready-mix for your next cement pad, sidewalk, driveway, footings, basement, or any other project you need cement for. When your job calls for concrete, call Bedrock Ready-Mix at 507-525-3400 or find them north of Winnebago on Highway 169. It's time now for the Closing Market Report, brought to you today by Diamond TV and Furniture in Bancroft and by Stateline Cooperative.
Hi, this is Dwayne Nyman from Nyman TV and Furniture in Bancroft. My warehouse and showroom is full of Lazy Boy furniture. There's no ordering and waiting months for furniture here. Get an instant Christmas gift that can be delivered to you today or tomorrow. Pick out your new Lazy Boy recliner or sofa at Nyman TV and Furniture, and we'll deliver it right away in time for the holidays.
Expect the best of bed at Nyman. Nyman TV and Furniture.
Greetings from all of us at Stateline Cooperative. This holiday season, we hope that you get the opportunity to spend time with family, friends, or neighbors. And when you reflect on this past year, you feel truly blessed. We wish you and your family health, love, prosperity, and peace. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas. Be safe, be thankful, be kind. This is Kim Fay for Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
From the BillionAuto.com studios, here's Senior Market Analyst Brian Hoops on your Ag Network.
Brian Hoops from Midwest Market Solutions, Market Insider Closing Commentary. Friday, December the 6th, the grain markets were mixed today. U.S. dollar was lower in the overnight, but then rallied throughout the session, put a little pressure against the grains, particularly the wheat market. Chicago was down 2 cents, Kansas City just fractionally lower. But corn ended 5 cents better. We didn't have any private export sale announcements this morning, but strength came from ideas that basis levels remain tight and spreads are narrowing. That had led us to some buying interest in the markets from end users. Soybeans about a penny and a quarter higher with meal down $3 and bean oil about 68 points better during the session. Very little news for these grains as we did not have any private sale announcements today. In fact, no corn sales this entire week with a couple token soybean sales to China. Argentina soybean planting 54% complete versus 53 on average. Corn planting 60% done versus 57 on average. The packer margins in the cattle complex remain very negative, $97 a head in the red. We saw trade developing in the south at 191 today, $1 to $2 better than last week's trade. Asking prices are 298 dressed after some 297 trade developed yesterday. The midday box beef was 408 higher. Choice select was 56 higher on 89 loads. Cattle market was higher in the December contract, only 40 cents better there. 15 to 25 cent losses in February and April with feeders up 90. This has been Brian Hoops. Hope you have a great weekend.
Attention equipment buyers. Purple Wave Auction is transforming how you find and purchase machinery. Say goodbye to limited local options and hello to a nationwide marketplace at your fingertips. Browse a vast selection of ag and construction equipment from the comfort of your home or office. Our no-reserve online auctions mean every bid could be a win. From search to delivery, we're with you every step of the way. Register for free at purplewave.com.
That's today's Closing Market Report and has been brought to you today by Diamond TV and Furniture of Bancroft and by Stateline Cooperative.
Oh, and are the pillows feather or foam?
Yes.
Sorry, which one?
I don't care.
I'm sorry?
I don't know.
I was just asking.
And I'm very much looking forward to the moment when that stops.
It doesn't matter.
I don't know what to get you. And
it matters.
It doesn't matter. Just get us something. There's a registry. You go on it and you pitch something.
He's Minnesota Sports Life, a friend of Al Travis for forever, and then a day or two after that. And so it doesn't necessarily shock me that we're going to have this discussion about my Minnesota Vikings, because, of course, we call Minnesota Sports Lifer. Paulie, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you? For December, for a cold, you know.
Oh, but we've got a nice weekend coming. We have a nice weekend. I had a 50-degree look at my weather on tomorrow. There's actually going to be a 5-0, supposedly, according to the weather guy. I'll take that. That's going to rejuvenate me big time.
Oh, yeah, right?
Yeah.
I bet you're tempted to pull the clubs out at 50.
Yes,
there wasn't the wheels.
I will be smoking plenty of cigars. All those things that I've been putting off, like helping the wife extend the lights outside, you know, the Christmas lights, and hang in the, I don't know, the boughs or whatever. Been putting off because like 17 below zero. So, you know, it's going to be nice this weekend. So it'll be a weekend of making that stuff get done. But at 50, I can live with it. But that's not
you can do that.
Here's what I'm talking about. You and I have been buddies, and I think we know each other pretty well. And I don't think I'm reading anything into your text. I mentioned yesterday, by the way, Paul, you got this thing tomorrow, reminder, and you said, of course, and you got things to talk about, and your last line is, and Vikings due for a loss. What is your problem, Paul? We are rocking it. 10-2. Don't, why? Why do you have to be like this?
As you said, you know me, and you know I'm on a mental health journey. I'm trying to speak into my truth. What is my truth? My truth. I can't do it with a straight face. My truth is exactly that. They're on a 5-game winning streak. There comes a point, you know, in the NFL, things even out. They're due, and Kirk Cousins wants some revenge, I think, and he'll get booed, and it won't matter.
See, and we shouldn't boo him. Shame on us. First off, the guy gave us everything he had when he was here. He did us no wrong. We weren't going to pay him the money Atlanta is. He goes to Atlanta, which has no front line. They're crushing the kid. They're literally killing him down there. We shouldn't boo the guy. He did us no wrong.
No. We shouldn't. You know, people, they'll be petty though, and I get it. But I think we're in some trouble. And
did you think that last night when you text about Green Bay and Detroit and Detroit's too good and they're on a bigger winning streak than us? Why are you're no negatrometer there?
Well, no, because Detroit's in another. They're on another planet.
Oh, stop. We played them to 2 points. Green Bay played them to 3. They're not all that.
They find ways to win, buddy.
What about us? You what. You're so two-sided. We just won an overtime game. We won in the last-minute run down the field game. We are the comeback kids. See, I'm the only one positive in this whole place.
Look at last night. Green Bay goes to Detroit. Detroit decimated on the defensive side of the ball. If ever they were going to be had, it was last night. And still, with their backups to the backups, they find a way to beat a good Green Bay team. Green Bay's sitting,
just a
lion
kisser upper.
Not, like they've had that much success to have anybody kissing up to them.
Oh, but I know you. You're absolutely in the back of your head hoping they win because poor Detroit deserves it. They've been bad for so long. That's the kind of guy you are. You don't think we've been waiting longer? Or at least as long. It seems like forever.
Well, no, we haven't been waiting longer. Actually, they've never been to a Super Bowl. So, here's the thing: the road to the Super Bowl will go through Detroit, and unless they, poop the bed, that it's all right there in front of them. One loss, they've got a lead on everybody else. Even Philadelphia, they look okay, but if Barkley's out, that's a different team. Detroit's going to the Super Bowl. I hate to break it to you. And I think we're going to get
They're
going
to have to go through the Minnesota Vikings then, because here's how this works. We are in charge of our own destiny. I don't know if you know this. The loss that we have is... Well, they have one loss. We have two. We beat Detroit the last week. They have two. And, we have two. Guess what? We have to win by 3 points, and it's ours. They beat us by 2, Paulie.
That's true.
So all we have to do is beat them by 3 points in the last week if we win out. We are in charge of our own destiny. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
Math says that.
You are correct. It all falls apart if we...
Lose a game, yeah.
If we lose to Kirk Cousins this weekend.
So. On the other hand, if we win and two other teams, I forget who they were, they lose, we're in the playoffs for sure. With 4 weeks to go, we're locked in. So I think that's fantastic. That helps a lot.
Yeah.
All right. So give me a number then, Mr. Negatrometer, and I want people, you can send your emails to al@altravisshow.com. I will forward them, Paul, Minnesota Sports Lifer. And I should just get you on paul@altravisshow.com.
Give me an inbox.
I can yell at you. Give me a number, you mean, nasty kid, because I'm telling you, it's going to be a big one. I think Minnesota has to show that we're coming out of this. The offense has been down. I think the offense scores 30. I think the defense has only given up one touchdown the last 3 games. Might give up to 30-14. Bam.
Yep. I've got Atlanta 23-20.
God, you are so.
Well, I'm not going to put money on it. And I'm not like actually putting actual cash on it. I just think it's time.
Just touching the wound.
Atlanta's desperate.
And they're really bad. All right. That's fine. You can have your bad take. Now let's talk something good. Your Minnesota Wild, you know, I'm the guy when it comes to hockey. I understand hockey like nobody's business. How does this... No, I'm going to ask because I really don't know. So you get 2 points for a win, nothing with the loss. You get 1 point for an overtime loss. What do you get for an overtime win?
I think you get... Then there's 3 points at stake. The winner of overtime gets the two, and then the loser of overtime gets the one for tying in regulation. So, yeah.
So there's more points actually given out in an overtime game than in not.
Yes, yes. Which changes the math a little bit. You could if you intentionally went to overtime.
Oh, yeah.
You can get a lot more points.
Leapfrog people by just winning an OT. Yeah. All right, I did not know that. Okay, so that's how much I know it. I just know that all of a sudden the Wild's on top. The Jets were the greatest thing ever. Well, look at us.
They lost like a 4 straight or something. Boom, the Wild's in the first place in the West. So, and think about this, Al. They're doing this without the full salary advantage. They are still paying Ryan Suter and Zach Parise, you know, for the end of their contract. This is the last year of having to pay them. So they're hamstrung on their salary, and yet here they sit.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Bill Guerin deserves a lot of credit. Now, there's a lot of season left to go, but boy, you get some goaltending, and this team is looking really good. They are fun to watch right now.
And goaltending, we are the least scored upon team in the entire NHL. Well, I mean, all right, that's pretty good, I guess. All right,
Gustafson with Fleury backing up. Yes, sir. Yep,
we got to go to break. We come back, lots more good stuff, and I'll try to get Paulie on a positive note, get another cup of coffee or something, because I know he heard a lot of our feelings today. We have to learn to accept it. There are negatrometer people out there, and the rest of us have to pick them up with our positivity.
Live your truth, Al. Live your truth.
God, you know, it's funny. I remember the first time I heard that your truth thing, it was an Oprah show. I mean, tell us your truth. I thought, like, what in God's green earth? She talked about your truth. There's like truth. And she's like, well, my truth is. And I'm like,
you get a radio show. And you get a radio show. And you get. That's the idea for Oprah. That's all I got.
We'll be back after this.
All the special interests are represented in St. Paul. But who speaks for you? Center of the American Experiment does. Our policy fellows dig into the tough issues that matter to you and offer common sense solutions on education, taxes, crime, and energy. American Experiment is the trusted, nonpartisan voice of Minnesotans like you. We are working every day to make Minnesota a better, safer, more prosperous place. We are American Experiment. Go to AmericanExperiment.org to learn more.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up, went to bed early, and Christmas morning my wife said, "Let's never do that again." We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
From sugar cookie crumbs in the kitchen to pine needles under the tree, count on Steel for Christmas cleanup made easy with the SEA20 battery-powered handheld vacuum. Now just $99.99. Power up the holiday and give a gift from the top of their wish list. Visit your local Steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. Was $159.99 MSRP. Includes battery and charger. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Home ownership. At Progressive, we know it's part of the American dream. It's the land of the free and the home of student drivers ready to back into your new fence at any given time. It's firing up a round of burgers and dogs on your rusty grill with a faulty gas line that engulfs your tool shed in flames. It's also around-the-clock protection when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, which can help keep the American dream of homeownership alive and kicking. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
You don't need to ask him his opinion more than once. Al Travis on the Al Travis Show.
It's Paul, Minnesota sports lifer and... Also, guy who can't have nice things because as soon as our team's doing well, he gets all negative. He won't get negative here, though. You probably will. Let's talk girls volleyball because I know you follow along quite regularly. They didn't get ranked as high as we'd hoped, you know, Sweet 16, get themselves, you know, a home turf deal.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if was necessarily unfair with their record. I think they're underrated, but they're in a division where I think they can do really well, according to my guy. They beat Western Kentucky yesterday 3-1. Kentucky itself is coming up to get us into the Sweet 16. And as I'm told, Kentucky's actually overrated. That they being the best in that division is probably overrated for them. And we should be able to take them. Your thoughts?
Yeah, the Gophers would have loved to host, but they ended up out of the top 16. But then I think they became one of the more dangerous teams to invite to your region. So Kentucky, welcome to the Big Ten party because, the Gophers are battle-tested, facing the likes of Penn State, Nebraska, Wisconsin, week after week after week. And, it's at Kentucky. I'm sure it's going to be loud. It's a road game, having to go to their place. But Gophers won yesterday in a tight one. Western Kentucky, these were very close sets.
Yeah.
But the Gophers outlasted them. They have every opportunity to upset, Kentucky, who's ranked number three in the region, take care of business and move on to the next level. I like that they won a close one, that they didn't just walk over somebody, that they know this is going to be a tough one. They play tonight at 7:00. And so I'll be anxious to see how they do and to see where they, see where they advance to.
I don't think I get ESPN Plus. I'm going to have to see if I can find the game. I'd like to watch it today. We'll find out how they're doing.
Yeah, that's the streaming one, right? So you got to go through a website.
I am so these kids have ruined America today. The kids today. Last night's football game. I don't know. Peacock Prime Network was streaming service, yada, whatever. When I was young, you turned on the TV. There was football. They're ruining it.
I know. I don't disagree with you. I honestly, there comes a point where it's like, okay, what sports am I really going to pay for? Yeah. That's the whole thing. They want you to pay for everything. What do I really want to follow? I don't know if I can follow them all anymore. Yeah. I think we'll get to a tipping point, and the fans are going to be the ones left out.
I tipped last night when I'm going up and down my entire cable vision thing trying to find out the game, and it wasn't there. All right, on the other side, not so good. Minnesota boys basketball. We'll do it quick. This team's looking tough. Not trying to be mean. Johnson's got a tough road to hoe. He doesn't have the horses. Didn't do well in that tournament last weekend, and Michigan State just came in and kind of rolled on him. We don't have the ponies. I'm sorry. They're just not good enough.
No, you're right. Okay. I mean, Michigan State comes to town. You better, it would, with whatever you got, y'all got to bring your A game. And, it was hit and miss, and, they made it within, they had a hard time just getting it within 10 points, And so every time they did, Michigan State would come down and hit a three and bump it back up to 12. So that's going to be, those games are going to be hard in the Big Ten. They'll be fortunate to get what they can out of the home schedule and then steal a couple on the road. I think they'll be bubble or worse for the tournament this year.
Okay. On the other hand, the ladies' basketball team, give them a little love, a little respect, please. 10-0. Now I know you get those 4 or 5 to start because they're all terrible little teams. Guess what?
Freebies.
You don't get to 10-0 though. You don't get through the classic, the January, all that.
Yeah.
You don't get through that and not have a good team. This team should get some respect. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're right. I'm agreeing with you, Al. They should be ranked shortly if they keep this up. They're undefeated in a Big Ten team. So when the Big Ten season starts, they keep rolling like that. They should absolutely get ranked at least top 25. They need to get a number next to them. So that'll be good. And here's the thing. Now you look at the two programs, men and women. At what point do women outdraw the men? And get more buzz going. It that could happen.
Oh, sooner or later.
The combination of the team's levels and the price of the tickets is much more affordable for the women.
Oh,
to be honest.
I think there's a lot of this going away. I was going to say the same thing about Timberwolves driving people to the Wild, and you might as well get a ticket where the team's going to try. Now I'm all mad at my Timberwolves.
Yeah.
3-game winning streak. They finally turned the defense on. It's like, good God, people. Listen to the Al Travis Show. We have been talking about trying a little defense, the thing you can control, for 20 games. All of a sudden, now Ant yells in a huddle, like, "Oh, I didn't know we had to do that. You pay me $100 million a year. I should try hard every game." And it works.
I know why it works. I don't get it. And to be honest, this is what I don't like about the NBA. It's, to me, it's hard to watch. I much prefer the college game. Wish we had a better college team to root for right now, but. I have a hard time with the NBA. I just do. And you get that. It's the effort thing. Don't get me started, because I'll start going down the get off my lawn old man bit.
We can't. This is
the traveling and the carry the ball. And
even worse than that, these kids are ruining this game. Yeah, I said it again. You see in this Emerald Green Cup thing they got going on? All of a sudden, the floor is red. What? I don't get it. All of a sudden, ours is this pukey green. I don't get it.
Let me tell you something.
All right.
As a dad of a kid who had a concussion,
okay,
where they couldn't watch, they couldn't watch really colorful PowerPoints or strobe lights or these courts. If you have a concussion, you can't watch it.
Concussion?
It messes with your eyesight.
If you're 60 years old in my eyesight, it makes me want to puke. You can't follow the ball. Yeah. You can't follow the guy. It's horrible. Then all of a sudden they want us to believe that this means something. Did you catch on? We're into the quarterfinals. The sudden death round already. What do I care? And then they play the stupid commercial where all the fancy guys, the superstars, are sneaking around trying to get the cup. I'm like, it's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Then you want to get stupider, Paul. I'm on rage now. You want to get stupider, Paul?
Rolling.
You know that the All-Star game for basketball is the worst All-Star game ever, right?
Agreed.
So now you know what they want to do, Paul? Let's have three games. We'll have four teams of seven that'll play each other in a round-robin tournament for the All-Star game. Like, that's the only way you can make it stupider.
So now we have the worst basketball game of the year. Let's have three of them instead of just one.
And now, as long as we're talking about ruining sports, you'll hate this. Did you read about the golden batter in baseball? I know you're a baseball guy. The NBA, the Major League Baseball is looking to have you a rule change. Anytime during game, you can have the golden batter. You can bring anybody up you want, even if they just batted the last. But doesn't matter. The golden batter. What is this?
No.
The voice? You get a golden steal? What?
No. Yeah,
look it up, Paul.
I don't want to look it up. I'd rather be ignorant than learn about that, honestly. Baseball is all about order. You take your turn. You only want to come home. This is baseball.
Unless you got the golden ticket.
Don't turn it into a reality show.
I knew you'd hate that. This is my point. Oh. The kids are ruining things today. They're ruining everything. Golden batters, good God. You know what? If they had that in Little League softball when we played together, I never would have got the bat. Get the golden batter up here. How's up?
Bob Uecker on the bench.
How many times did I hear when we were picking teams? If you get out, you get an extra out.
Okay,
we got to go. We're out of time. Paul, I love having you on. We'll catch you
good
back.
Good stuff, man.
We'll talk to you next week. He's Paul, Minnesota sports lifer.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. Add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Everybody knows you have to have a guy in the auto repair business. If you want a car, you need to know Paul. Paul owns Jay's Auto Shop. I don't know. Ask him. Jay's Auto Shop's locally and veteran-owned. Paul's your guy in the car business. He'll fix just what needs fixing, make sure it's done right, and at a fair price. You want to know your car's being taken care of, take it to Paul at Jay's Auto Shop. 202 North Main Street, Blue Earth, 507-525-1052. 507-525-1052.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I've finally cleaned my house, so I'm bringing out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest. The last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking. Ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
A as in alligator. L also in alligator. But it's not alligator. It's the Al Travis Show.
Oh, I don't know. Minnesota sports lifer had me crying twice in that last half an hour. Sorry about his negatrometer with the Minnesota Vikings. He can't have nice things. Things are going well. We're 10-2. I get it. We're used to things falling, the wheels falling off, all that. I get it. But if you're going to go through all that, then you never get to enjoy it when we're 10-2. Enjoy the ride. Let's see here. Thanks to the guys on the bench as well, John and Dan. And mention once again, Dan is in that play, The Sound of Music. Ramsey, go to Northern Stars. That's with a Z, northernstars.org. Get your tickets. Let's take a look ahead. Oh, here we've got him. Love having him on. First Friday of the month, Eric Mishy will be with us from SAVE. Carolyn Sheridan's Ag Health and Safety Alliance will be on. We're going to talk about an American Legion's deal called Be the One. And I got Jerry Grosskreis coming in talking farming. So that's what we've got going on for the rest of the day. Appreciate you being here. It's not the same if you're not. So do me a favor and stick around. Any comments, questions, let me know. Al at AlTravisShow.com.
This is KBEW, Blue Earth, a service of Riverfront Broadcasting. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. We begin with new developments in the hunt for the person police believe shot and killed a healthcare company CEO. The NYPD commissioner has just said the suspect is believed to be not in the city.
Investigators in New York are focusing on where he went. That may be Atlanta, 875 miles south, where NYPD says a person of interest arrived in New York from 10 days before the shooting via bus. The Atlanta Police Department says it's been contacted by NYPD and is providing assistance. Investigators are sifting through some 200 surveillance photos, and it is believed he used a silencer on the weapon. The NYPD is thought to be close to naming the suspect. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
The jury in the case of the man charged with manslaughter and the death of a man he put in a chokehold on a New York City subway car says it's deadlocked. Details from CBS News New York reporter Doug Williams.
We, the jury, request instructions as we are unable to come to a unanimous vote on count one. That is the charge of manslaughter in the second degree. It's the more serious charge of the two that Daniel Penny's facing and can mean up to 15 years in prison if convicted.
And we have just learned that at the prosecutor's request, the judge has dismissed that manslaughter charge and sent the jury home for the weekend. They'll return on Monday to deliberate on the lesser charge of criminally negligent homicide. A federal appeals court panel says a U.S. law requiring TikTok's Chinese parent company to sell the app or be barred from the U.S. is constitutional. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum summarizes the federal government's position.
Even if banning TikTok in the United States would result in a lot of unhappy Americans, the national security risk is simply too great.
TikTok is now saying it will appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court on First Amendment grounds. Vice President-elect J.D. Vance says he thinks the president-elect's embattled choice for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth will be confirmed by the Senate.
I fully support Pete. I think Pete's going to get confirmed, and we are completely behind him. I have talked to Joni. I've talked to a number of my colleagues about this nomination and about other nominations. All I'm asking is that people actually allow the Senate process to work.
Vance was referring to Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst, who is said to be undecided about Hegseth. Some soldiers at Fort Carson, Colorado, are complaining that the Army hasn't been giving them enough food. Officials at the Post say they're trying to fix things after soldiers complained mightily online about, quote, meager and unappetizing meals at the Post's mess halls. That report, according to the Independent Army Times. And the Dow closed down 123 points at this hour. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the famous footwear that everyone has on their holiday wish list. So don't wait to make it famous. Whether you're searching for their favorite character shoes or the hottest sneakers, slippers, and boots, Famous Footwear has the newest styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, Timberland, and more. Unwrap Famous today and make everyone's holidays merry with buy one, get one half off at your local Famous footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Move over, farm to table. CBS's Nancy Chen has spoken with Casey Boyle, who leads the Dock to Dish movement.
It's really kind of the last aspect of the farm to table movement that's been omitted. You know, so there's a lot of traceability that you could find with vegetables or various meat or dairy products these days, but seafood oftentimes, you know, it's